I was listening to a story Life Church pastor and New York Times bestselling author Craig Rochelle was telling about a time when he was marrying a couple and accidentally misspelled the word united in his script and instead told the couple they were untied. Definitely not the right message you want to give during a wedding, but it got me thinking about how easy it is for us to misplace our focus and get off message. Before you push past your I, center on you. If you look carefully at the word united, you can see how drastically this word changes when the I slips past the T and becomes untied. In an instant, this strong word has the risk of becoming weak. When we are divided, we also become weak and ineffective. The pitch challenge today: before you attempt to unite, identify what makes you untied. This is a very critical point to examine because we cannot possibly unite as a nation, community, or company until we recognize and acknowledge what pulls us apart. People tend to unite around a common enemy or mission. Who is your enemy? What's your mission? If you are anxious or mad about something, I challenge you to consider thinking bigger. Maybe your enemy isn't big enough. Is your enemy really that person who doesn't look like you, dress like you, talk like you, or vote like you? Or is your enemy bigger than a person or group of people? Maybe your enemy is pure evil, an evil that you can't see that seeks to untie us all. How can you take steps towards uniting against evil with a common mission of peace and love? Our world and the people in our lives definitely need a lot of love right now. Keep your eye focused on your words and actions and strive to unite in times that seem completely untied.